Welcome to the ThoughtSlingship podcast. I'm your host today, Laura Evans, and I've got a very special guest joining us, and you've tuned in to a ThoughtSlingship podcast, which is all about honoring the legacy and the spirit and the leadership of Dr. Forrest Shackley and how he taught us about living in harmony with nature and also the power of positive thoughts and positive thinking. So thanks for joining us. I'm going to go right into introducing our very special guest. I met this lovely, lovely lady and her husband through my position working at Shackley Corporate years ago. And I was always just so impressed with her laugh, with her smile, with her generosity. She's so knowledgeable and such a valued historian in Shackley that she's a leader among leaders. All of the master coordinators and many other leaders turn to her for her knowledge about Shackley, about the products, about the business. She is such a historian on Shackley history that she's just a valuable asset to so many inside the office and the leaders outside the office. So I met her through some of her work on the Master's Executive Committee, which is a position she's elected to be a part of and shows what high regard she is among her peers. And I'm honored to be able to have her joining me on the call today. I'm talking about the one and only Joyce Hoffman. And I want to say that Joyce's business exceeds over $1.5 million a year. This business that she's had for more than 40 years that's been paying her through Shackley. And we're going to hear a little bit from her about how she got started, who introduced her, about her experience with Dr. Shackley, and more. So Joyce, welcome to the call. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, I'm happy to be on board, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about Chuck and myself. When we got involved in Shackley, I was working as a nursing supervisor. I got my education in a school affiliated with a Mayo Clinic in Rochester, which is world-renowned. And so I had an extremely good education. As a result of it, I was really fortunate to get some very good positions in nursing. And so I had served as a supervisor at one of the largest hospitals in Minneapolis for about 6 years. And then my husband got a coaching and teaching position in a small town in rural Wisconsin, and they were setting up a hospital at that time. And they were looking for somebody to work along with the administrator as a nurse to set up the hospital, write the procedures, equip the hospital and do those kinds of things. And so I just fell into it, and they elected me to take that position. And I served as director of nurses for a number of years until my husband decided that he wanted to go back to the Twin Cities. My husband has near a doctorate in education, and he was a phys ed teacher, he was a coach, he was an extremely good coach. And it was as a result of his coaching and his coaching experience and his ability to coach his wife that we were able to build our business. We live in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, and I'm sad to say that my husband passed away in September, but his spirit lives on in our business and always will be there. I have three sons who are all doctors of chiropractic. And I'm really thankful that our Shackley business gave us the means to fully educate them, because I always told them, and Chuck always told them, that education was absolutely critical, and they could choose any profession that they want. We would educate them. So we did that. Well, I now have 8 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild that is really an exceptional child, but they're all exceptional children, and I just love spending time with them. And a lot of my spare time is spent with my family on our heritage farm and our heritage lake place that are treasured longtime family gathering places, and that I've actually gifted to my children so that they're going to remain in the family. So it is thanks to Shackley that we are able to retain both pieces of property for future generations. One of them is on Lake Minnetonka. The farm is in Wisconsin. It's a 240-acre farm in Wisconsin, and we absolutely love going there.
That is beautiful. Yes, I've had a chance to visit you in that area, and it really is beautiful. Well, Joyce, tell everybody a little bit about how did it come to be that your family got involved with Shackley? Who was the person that first introduced you? What did they say? What did you guys think? How'd that come about?
Well, Chuck had a coaching buddy, his friend Paul, that kept bugging and bugging and bugging Chuck for weeks to go to a Shackley meeting. And he kept telling him about this guy who did meetings in his home and was driving a free car and earned over $3,000 a month, and he should take a look at it. Well, of course, $3,000 a month was unbelievable to us because as a teacher, Chuck was earning $12,500 a year. So $3,000 was, you know, looked pretty exciting. But when he said it was selling his products, Chuck said to him he didn't want to have anything to do with selling. So he said, you might as well forget about it, Paul. I'm not interested. Just quit, you know, lay off. And finally, in order to get Paul off his back, Chuck agreed to go to a meeting. When he walked out the door that night, Chuck said, do you want to go with me? And I said, absolutely not. And I told him, don't you dare get involved because I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to go out and start selling stuff. And all I could teach her was that I was going to be an Avon lady or going up and down the street with my kids in a red wagon selling products door to door. And that certainly wasn't not what I was interested in. But lo and behold, Chuck came home from that meeting all excited. And I thought, what on earth have they done to my wonderful conservative husband? He had never been that wound up about anything, I don't think. Well, yes, he had in his coaching and whatever. But he came home and said it was an answer to prayer. And what he was excited about was the fact that in our family, you know, he was hearing all these testimonies about sharing health testimonies. And we'd been praying for an answer to my health issues and my son's health issues for several years. Because I had been told that I probably wouldn't be lived to be 40 because of my condition. And I was 35 years of age at the time, and Chuck kept saying, you know, the Lord will find a way. Well, Chuck was so excited when he came home because he said, I think this is the answer to our prayer. And so anyway, plus he got excited about the fact that maybe I could be a stay-at-home mom because I was going to school at the University Nights to further my education and also get a degree in special education. And the reason I was doing this is so I could have the same hours as Chuck, who is a teacher, have my summers off, and be able to have more time with my three young boys. And so he saw where there was a possibility that I could be a full-time stay-at-home mom. So I went from a prognosis of not living to 40 and to now soon to be 84 years young because I have no health issues. And that's the exciting thing about it is it's one thing to be 84 years of age, and it's another thing not to have health issues. So in November of 1969, we sponsored, and with all the good things happening to us, my getting my health back, we could not help but share the good news. And we made supervisor in 6 months with around 10,000 PV. And 10,000 PV in those days would be 20,000 plus PV today. And we ended up with over a $3,000 bonus check. You know, needless to say, in 1970, I quit my nursing position where I was earning $785 a month. And I became a stay-at-home mom, and I have never, ever looked back. It was the best decision I could have ever made. And in 1977, we became master coordinators, and we were now earning a six-figure income. And it's a position we have held for over 40 years. So we have had a six-figure income for now 41 years. And the reason that Chuck quit teaching in 1977 was because the accountant said to him, you know, Chuck, you might want to consider quitting your hobby. And Chuck said, well, what the heck is my hobby? And he said, teaching. He said, obviously, you're not making enough money to keep doing that. You should be doing the work that is giving you all of this income. And so consequently, in 1977, Chuck retired from teaching, and he never looked back either.
Wow, Joyce, that is fantastic. What a solid organization you've built, too. I mean, I remember many times, and you still do so much teaching today with your team, and you generously share it with so many other people. I remember sitting in your home and you sharing with me the Get Clean trial bucket. And I thank you for a lot of what we've been able to experience in our team. It's been what I've learned from you. And speaking of those lessons, I know in building a business that it's not always roses. There is inevitably, when you build a large organization producing that amount of volume, there's some tough spots and there's some, you know, rough times that you go through, some cycles of a business. Did you ever go through that? And if so, what kept you going?
Well, I tell you what, there were a number of times when I would come home from doing a skincare presentation and I had sold maybe a lipstick, you know, and a couple of other items, and I crawled up upstairs and hauled tons of stuff and whatever. And I came home one night and I said to Chuck, you know, you can take this business and you can stick it. I said, I've had it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it this way. And he said, I tell you what, Joyce, he said, you're an intelligent girl. He said, you can find a better way. And as a result of that, we then developed a very simplified method of, you know, doing our skincare presentations and also carrying a very small amount of product. And the other thing that we went through is the first 10 people that we approached in Shackley turned us down. And I remember we went to my girlfriend's house in Wisconsin, and I said to Chuck, I grew up with Lois. I know Lois is going to sponsor. I know Lois and Leroy will sponsor. I know she's going to support me. So we drove 3 hours to meet with Lois and Leroy, sponsored them, got back to Minneapolis, and weren't home long when we got a phone call. And Lois said, Leroy and I have decided that this just isn't for us. And I said to Chuck, this thing is not going to work. I said, the first 10 people are best prospects. We've gone through those, and nothing is going to work. And he said, Joyce, they are going to live to regret that decision. And I said, live to regret what? And so when we realized that that was happening, Chuck said, you know, we've got to find a better way to prospect. And so what we did is we put together a prospecting made easy. And we teach that to our people. And we teach them about how they should approach people and how they follow up with people. And as a result of our very simple process approach, all of a sudden we begin to sponsor people. And within 6 months, we sponsored a total of 14 personally and at 150 in our group. And so I know that simplicity is the answer. Well, another thing that we always talked about is, what do you do to keep yourself energized? And one of the things that we always had was a dream board. And I'd always tell my people, if you don't have a dream board, if you don't have something that you're focusing on doing, there are going to be times when you come home and you're ready to hang it up because this business is really not for you. And you're going to have disappointments. We all have disappointments. We all have failures. And so one of the things that I did in 1972 is that I had always had, when I was 9 years old, our family farm that my father was supposed to have inherited got sold because my grandmother had some bad financial issues and she sold it. And I remember my dad crying and crying and crying because we had lost Diegerholte, our family homestead. And I said, don't worry, Daddy. One day I'm going to get you that farm back. And I thought, you know, I got to be a nurse and we got to be a teacher and we realized, you know what, there wasn't going to be enough money to buy back a farm. But in 1972, I put on my goal board the picture of that family farm. And I put on there the picture of the house that my grandfather had built in 1909. And we had that, and if it hadn't been for that picture and if it hadn't been that driving force, I don't know that we would have made master coordinator. But it drove me out the door to do things when things were frustrating. And so in 1977, we made master. In 1979, the farm came up for sale. And my mother called me and said, you know, Joyce, you've always talked about buying Diegerholte back. She said, Diegerholte just came up for sale. And so anyway, Chuck and I went down and looked at it, and Chuck said, honey, this is far too much money. There's no way on earth that we can, you know, that we should be buying this. He said, it's really a stretch. And so anyway, we went home, and Chuck, after a week, he said, you know, honey, you wake up in the morning with a smile, you go to bed with a smile. He said, I haven't seen a smile on your face in over a week. And he said, you know what, I can't live my life this way. So we went down to the farm again. We went to the bank, and the banker said there were already 3 people that had put in for a loan. And there was a, you know, a realtor and a farmer and a college professor. And then the banker said, you know, Joyce, if you can qualify for this loan, this is going to be your property. And so with a lot of stretch, we were able to qualify for that loan, and we were able to buy that farm back. And my father lived another 18 years. And when he came on that farm, he cried his eyes out again. And my mom and dad, who lived 8 miles away, spent tons and tons of time on that farm. And the first year that we had it, my father said, we have got to bring back everybody that was part of this heritage. And so consequently, we had a family reunion, and over 500 people were in attendance for that family reunion. And everybody was so thrilled that we got it back in the family. So I'm here to say, you've got to have an emotional goal. You've got to have something that's going to drive you, that's going to keep you motivated, keep you moving and whatever. And mine happened to be a farm. yours may not be a farm, yours may be, you know, something else, but make it a really, really unimaginable dream. And go for that unimaginable dream, and you'd be amazed at what might happen.
Wow, Joyce, that is just, that is emotional to just hear about. I mean, what an amazing story, and what you were able to do in bringing your family back together. And I'm so glad your dad was able to enjoy that too. And you're right. You got to have a dream that scares you, where you're not really sure how it's all going to work out. So good for you. Good for you.
Right.
Tell me, do you remember the first time that you and Chuck met Dr. Shackley?
I certainly do. We never went to a meeting here in Minneapolis that we didn't hear wonderful stories about Dr. Shackley. And so we were really eager to meet him and find out if all of the things that we heard were true, because Chuck was pretty skeptical. He said, there's no one that's that spectacular. So in April of 1970, which was the month we made Supervisor, they were having a rally in Aberdeen, South Dakota that was being put on by Bruce and Elaine Manis. And so anyway, Dr. Shackley would be speaking, and Chuck said, let's go and hear this man. So when Chuck got off from school on Friday afternoon, we headed for Aberdeen, along with our neighbors who were building a business, and incidentally became our first supervisor, or what you now call directors. And so anyway, we drove all night long to get there and arrived in time for the meeting. Now, Dr. Shackley's speaking was mesmerizing. And when he got done, Chuck said, he is everything they said he was and more. He's convinced me that we made the right choice to be part of this amazing company. And as a result of that experience and meeting Dr. Shackley and realizing that he was everything that everyone had ever said, we became engrossed in his business and engrossed in his philosophy. And we just started sharing, you know, even more significantly after that experience of meeting Dr. Shackley.
Wow, very special. Is there a one memorable lesson that maybe stands out above maybe others that you heard from Dr. Shackley?
Well, at the end of every speech, he would say, see the people. He never said recruit, recruit. He never said sponsor, sponsor. He would simply say, see the people. And then he would say, if you help enough people get what they want, you can get everything that you want. His whole message was about helping your fellow man. And that's the thing that I think people have to realize. He would say also, if you have a dollar sign in one eye, you're blind on one eye. If you have a dollar sign in two eyes, you're blind on two eyes. And he always said, if you focus on the dollar and you don't focus on the people, he said, it's going to be a really tough road.
Some good lessons there. So I know, given your nursing background, Joyce, and your experience, your family's experience with the product, and everything you've seen throughout these decades of helping, you've dedicated your life to helping hundreds of thousands of thousands of people feel better and build a business if that's what they were interested in. There's certainly, it may be difficult, there certainly must be some products that you like the most. If you had to narrow it down, what would you say about what are your favorite Shackley products?
Well, I guess it would have to be the supplements, because they're what gave me my health back and continue to give me good health. And I have to tell you a story. The other day I was in the doctor's office for a physical, and the doctor came back and said, I have some really great news. He said, your blood tests are perfect. Your cardiogram is perfect. You only take thyroid as a medication. He said, if I live to be your age, which is soon to be 84, I hope I look as good as you and my tests are as good as yours. He said, in fact, you could live to be 105. And you know what my response to that was? I'm not so sure that's good news. Because I've seen people that have lived that long whose children don't live that long. And, you know, isn't that heartbreaking to lose your children before you? So if I live to be 105 and I'm healthy and everything is, my mind is sound and whatever, I guess it'd be a wonderful thing. But anyway, I'm not looking at the prospect of getting to that point, but maybe I will. Anyway, this is what he then said. He said, you must have tapped into the fountain of youth. And I laughed and I said, I did over 40 years ago when I started taking my Shackley supplements. And he said, whatever you're doing, keep it up because it seems to be working. So anyway, I let know that it was Shackley that was responsible for me being as healthy as I was and for having the good results that I had. So anyway,
That's right.
you thought I tapped into the fountain of youth.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, you know, and that is something that I think we kind of get used to here at Shackley. We see so many people that are aging so gracefully and without needing any medications. In fact, Joyce, I'm pretty sure you were part of the landmark study, right?
Yes, I was. Yep.
Yeah. The long-term usage study, yes. And we see so many people that are getting older but not requiring medication. That's abnormal, sadly. That's abnormal in the world today. And that is just wonderful that we've got so many people that are really showing us what youth is all about. So that's great. Well, you know, we talked about your favorite product being the supplements. That's the multivitamins, the basics, right?
Right. Yep.
And what would you think are, did your doctor talk about what his favorite products would be, what Dr. Shackley ever said about his favorite product?
I think his very favorite product was protein. Because we were the first company to isolate the soy and make it into a soy protein that we could drink. And one of the things that Dr. Shackley would always say, if you cannot afford more than one supplement, the supplement you should be buying is your protein. Because every single day we slough trillions of cells, and every single day we build trillions of cells. And if we don't have the right raw materials, and if we don't have a quality protein, which they, many, you know, they're all comprised of components of protein, he said, we are not going to build strong, healthy cells. And as a result of that, we're going to end up with degeneration. And in my estimation, if you're not getting a good quality protein every day, you're not building strong, healthy cells, that's going to be the basis for developing degenerative disease. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I think Dr. Shackley believed that wholeheartedly. And he just absolutely loved his protein and touting his protein.
Well, that's really good to know. Very good to know. There's something to that. And you guys are certainly more experts on that than me. So I'm going to follow what you say. So in closing, Joyce, is there a favorite quote that you have from Dr. Shackley?
Well, one of the quotes that all of us have had on our board ever since we got in the business, it was the first quote that I got. I got it from my upline. It was a chart that says, what you think you look, what you think you do, what you think you are. And I think that is probably the one that I will always remember when I think about Dr. Shackley. What you think you look, what you think you do, and what you think you are. And how true is that? And I think it's something that we should think about as we go forth. In our Shackley business, he had a lot of amazing quotes. And one of my husband's favorite quotes was, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And that which you can believe and perceive, you can achieve. And so when he came back to me and said that I could not, there was no way that we were going to be able to get my farm, I said, remember what you told me. What you think about, you bring about. And that which you believe and perceive, can perceive, you can achieve. And I said, we're going to live by that, and I'm going to live by that, and I'm going to get my farm back. And so I just want you to think about that. That which you can believe and perceive, you can achieve.
Very, very good. Well, thank you, Joyce, so much for taking time and sharing this story with everyone. I know it's going to enrich so many people that hear it. So thank you so much for joining us today. And just as we wrap up, to everyone that's listening, I'd encourage you to please like and please review this podcast so that it makes the podcast even more easy to find. Please share it with your friends. You can hit the three little dots and then simply share this with your friends easily. Feel free to post it on social media and share it with your friends there. And thanks again, and thank you to my special guest, Joyce Hoffman. Thanks for joining us today, Joyce.
Thank you.